opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you, and this is great because this is the end of the baseball season now, regular season ending on Sunday, and there's somebody that has been running a phenomenal, just incredibly fascinating Twitter account this year, documenting, in a way, trolling the Houston Astros. I want to get the feel for it. So here we go. He is the guy who runs this account. It's at Asterisk Tour, and Brendan Donnelly is the man behind the account. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vince, for having me. I'm happy to talk baseball, and we might be seeing the end of the Astros season very soon here. No, you know, knock on wood, no jinxes, but one more game to go. And for anybody listening, if you're wondering how they've been doing, I said on Twitter tonight, they've been mathematically eliminated from an above 500 record. So even if they win tomorrow, they're going to be 30-30. Which is a lot different than how we're used to seeing them play. So.
Well, yeah, and how much of that do you think is related to trash cans and video rooms?
I think a lot of it has to be. I mean, Verlander did get injured, you know, in the first week, and Gerrit Cole is gone. There are other factors at play, of course, but, I mean, if you look at the numbers, if anybody Googles it, just Google Altuve stats, 2017, 2020. Look up Bregman stats. Just pick any player on the team and look up the stats. There's a big difference. I think Correa had a decent year, but pretty much – All down the line, every single player has a big, you know, chasm between how they had played back then, how they played this year, and I don't know, you know, put two and two together, I think it tells the story.
Well, yeah, and so here's the thing, and this is why I think you're so fascinating, because you run this account, again, it's at Asterisk Tour on Twitter, which you get like the Houston Asterisk, and you have 312,000 followers on this account. I mean, there's 312,000 people that want to see you documenting everything that goes on with the Astros and what's been happening this year. So first off, I guess, is when did you decide to do this, and when did you realize this thing was taking off?
Those two things happened almost simultaneously, as weird as that was. So I decided to do it. It was mid-February, right around the time spring training was starting up, like pitchers and catchers reporting before the game started. And right that first day, all the players got there. You saw Cody Bellinger, Trout, Bryant, all those guys sounding off about the Astros, which was great to see because in the middle of winter, it felt like they were getting away with it. MLB came out with this really phony punishment. And there was no, you know, it wasn't during the season, so there's no media presser. There's very little FaceTime for the Astros or for any other players to chime in. And then that first day of spring training, you see all the superstars just going after them and really denouncing them. So when I saw that, it kind of gave me hope, and it gave me kind of, you know, riled me up. And it was kind of a morale boost at being so disgusted by the team and you know, the scandal. So it was right then. I think it was like the next day I started the account, mid-February, and within, I think, 8 days, it blew up to like 100,000 followers. And I realized I tapped into, I knew there were people out there like me who just really couldn't stomach what happened, but I didn't know how big it was. And I somehow tapped into that, and then it kind of just went from there.
Yeah, so you're running this massive account, and it goes up to 100,000 followers in a couple of days. You get up to over 300,000 followers now as you're documenting the Astros' struggles this year. Like, is there anything, like, what has it surprised you, anything with this account? Like, what has that experience been like, just running the account day in and day out?
Surprising, I mean, one thing that's been surprising is the kind of endless amount of content that there's been. Like, in my head, I kind of thought in the beginning, okay, there'll be spring training, a few hit by pitches, and some, maybe a scuffle will break out, or different players will come forward and speak out, and all that kind of stuff. And then the first month of the actual season, maybe a little bit more of that. But I mean, I was thinking also with fans, the idea was to document the fans. And then, you know, as we know, everything got shut down, like, kind of right when spring training was getting going.
Yeah.
So, but in my head, I kind of thought that stuff would die down. And so what's been surprising is even into July when the season started, August, September, it's like every week a new thing happens. Altuve starts going through a horrible slump, or Laureano started, you know, a benches clearing brawl with the team. And right when it seems like, okay, this is a down period, nothing's going to happen, then a big event happens with the team. And so maybe the playoffs starting soon is kind of the next chapter, and we'll see what happens to these guys.
Well, yeah, and so now that we're getting to the end of the season, they got one game left to play, I guess. So at this stage now, as you've gone through with the whole season, I mean, are you watching every single Astros game? Like, what are you doing? You know, like, what's your involvement around the Astros now that you've got this undertaking?
I don't watch the games front to back because, I mean, that just wouldn't be so fun, would it? Like, I don't like the team. They're also not playing that well. They're also playing a lot of bad. They're playing the Rangers, and no offense to the Rangers, but, I mean, they're just not having a good year, the Mariners. So I really don't watch the games, like, in that way. I'm a Cubs fan, and I kind of watch the Cubs at night.
Okay.
But I'll flip in, and I'll check the game day and see if something happens. And, you know, there haven't been a lot of hit-by-pitches. A lot of people were taking bets with Vegas, you know, like, you know, looking at the odds in spring training of how it's going to be 80 hit-by-pitches or this or that number, and I never thought that it would be that high, and it wasn't. But so I check in with the games, and I kind of follow along. And if something happens on the account, I'll take a video of it and post it. If, you know, one day Altuve had three errors in one inning, and I posted that. When the Joe Kelly thing happened with him throwing at Bregman and Correa, and then, you know, making the pouty face that became, you know, iconic.
Yeah.
I put that up with the Gary Glitter rock and roll music, the soundtrack, like, from, you know, Joker. And if there's a big game, I'll watch it, and if not, I'll kind of just keep up with it and post for people what flaws and mistakes and kind of capturing the downfall of the team as it's played out.
Well, yeah, and it has been quite a downfall. And like you said, they're 29-30 right now. And we're talking with Brendan Donnelly, who runs the account at Asterisk Tour. You might also know it as 2020 Astros Shame Tour, which is just phenomenal. Because, like, you see all the punishments and you see the way it goes down and the apologies or the lack thereof, right? Like, I mean, what was it like for you to sit there and see these basic non-apologies from everybody on the Astros?
Yeah, it felt offensive, and maybe not on a personal level because I don't know them and this and that. But as a person who loves baseball, it did feel really offensive that, I mean, these guys did the wrong thing. They did something just completely unconscionable. In baseball terms, it's okay. It's not like a crime or the biggest moral crime ever, but it's really bad in baseball terms. And I'm a very forgiving person, and maybe if they came out with it with a deep apology, or they offered to give the trophy back, or some really contrite gesture, I would probably forgive them on the spot. I think a lot of people wouldn't. A lot of people that follow along are way more charged up. And you think I'd be like the king of being charged up, but no, I mean, I would forgive them. I would, but they didn't do anything to deserve that. They came out with arrogance, and even like during this season, there was a point at which on Twitter, like Josh Reddick, their right fielder, was tweeting out pictures of his ring. Like, people were kind of harassing him on Twitter, being, you know, like, goofing on him for the cheating. And he would just reply to them with a picture of his finger with the ring on it, the World Series ring. And it's just like, dude, read the room, or read the fact that, like, you're reviled by the whole country, and not for the wrong thing, not for, like, a phony, you know, misunderstanding of what you did. It's people are righteously angry, and you guys did nothing to make up for it. And it's just very disappointing. I wish somebody came down on them in terms of MLB. I wish Manfred had really suspended or you know, banned them in some way, maybe not for life, but something. We just wanted something to happen, and when it was basically nothing, it didn't sit well with me, and I think with anybody else.
Well, yeah, and so obviously you've been running this account this year, and you haven't had fans in the stands, and so it kind of changed your direction of things, but is this going to be it? Is this a one-off for you? Are you planning to do this next year with fans in the stands?
Well, the funny thing is it was supposed to be a one-year thing, and if people go on and look at the Twitter, the bio is kind of a play on the Lord of the Rings, one ring to rule them all. It's one year to shame them all, one year to boo them all. So the whole thing was a one-year thing. Document the fans, the garbage can costumes and posters and just whatever. And then, you know, obviously we didn't get any fans, but there's still been a lot going on. And people have messaged me over and over again, like, we need the next, you know, a real season of the shame tour. We need to shame these guys. We can't miss out on that. So I've listened to the people, and I will extend it for next year. Maybe not the whole season.
Okay.
Like, people want to get their four-letter words out there at the ballpark, and I'm going to be there to document it. And, you know, it might not go on for more than a month or two if people kind of get tired of it. Not of the account, but just of, like, you know, if their voice goes hoarse from booing them and heckling, then whenever that ends, I'll kind of wrap it up. But until then, I'll be posting videos, trying to get in the front row at some of the road games and, like, you know, filming the people around me who are saying who knows what, and so if you want to see all that content, even if you're not into baseball, like, you just want to see this, like, weird human kind of mass spectacle of massive amounts of people booing these, like, nine individuals on the field, then I'll try to be the kind of the museum for that.
Well, yeah, and that's why I thought this whole thing was such an interesting account and venture, and I'm glad we could have a couple of minutes to talk about it. Brendan Donnelly, he runs at Asterisk Tour. You can also just look for 2020 Astro Shame Tour. Brendan, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.